Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and Russia on Thursday completed its biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history, AP correspondent Haya Penjwani reports.
Moscow released U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with Russian critic Vladimir Karamurza and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Alsu Kurmasheva. It was a multinational deal that officials say set 24 people free. In remarks, President Joe Biden said there was no reason for four American hostages to be held in Russia. Among those the Russians got back is Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted in Germany of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
Russian nationals involved in the complex swap of prisoners with Western countries arrived in Moscow late on Thursday and were met at the airport by President Vladimir Putin, Russian news agencies reported. The eight returnees included a man convicted by a German court of a killing of a Chechen dissident in Berlin, and two men convicted of cyber crimes in the United States. Two minors were also among the returnees. Nigerian police fired tear gas at protesters in Abuja on Thursday as demonstrations broke out across the country against the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Protesters carrying placards, bells, and Nigerian flags were met with a heavy security presence on the streets of the capital, with police firing tear gas to disperse the crowds. In Abuja, where a court granted an order late on Wednesday to restrict the protests to a stadium, police repeatedly fired salvos of tear gas at protesters gathered in a district with mainly government offices.